From all outward appearances, John had everything going for him. He had just signed the contract to sell his New York apartment at a six-figure profit, and he'd only owned it for 5 years. The school where he graduated from with his master's had just offered him a teaching appointment, which meant not only a salary, but benefits for the first time in ages. And yet, despite everything going really well for John, he was struggling, fighting addiction and a gripping depression. On the night of June 11th, 2003, he climbed up to the edge of the fence on the Manhattan Bridge, and he leapt to the treacherous waters below. Miraculously, he lived. The fall shattered his right arm, broke every rib that he had, punctured his lung, and he drifted in and out of consciousness as he drifted down the East River, under the Brooklyn Bridge, and out into the pathway of the Staten Island Ferry, where passengers on the ferry heard his cries of pain, contacted the boat's captain, who contacted the Coast Guard, who fished him out of the East River and took him to Bellevue Hospital. And that's actually where our story begins. Because once John committed himself to putting his life back together, first physically, then emotionally, and then spiritually, he found that there were very few resources available to someone who has attempted to end their life in the way that he did.